The evolution of art towards more high-tech media has required museums to take on some decidedly low-tech methods in order to conserve the works in their collections. Recently, KUNC Arts reporter Stacy Nick went to check out the Denver Art Museum's latest acquisition.
Today I'm getting a tour of an area that most visitors to the Denver Art Museum never get to see.
This is kind of a collections processing area, and then we also have art storage here.
That's Kate Muma. It's her job as the Associate Conservator of Modern and Contemporary Art to keep works from showing their age. Inside the conservation lab, a 17th century painting by Cristobal de Villalpando is getting a cleaning. And then we get to a shelf of old television sets. Turns out it's kind of a spare parts repository of cathode ray tube screens, or CRTs, used by some of the museum's more contemporary artworks. Like Lady Secretary.
Yes, this is Lady Secretary, bilingual, Will Travel by Nam June Paik. It's a video-based sculpture, and as you can see, it incorporates those CRT monitors in a very sculptural way.
When it's plugged in, Lady Secretary showcases a variety of video pieces on each of her 9 screens. The problem is, most manufacturers stopped making these types of televisions 10 years ago, so what happens when an obsolete medium plays a critical role in a piece of art in a museum where things are supposed to last, well, forever?
Where do you typically get the monitors?
We've gotten some from eBay.
Muma knows what that sounds like. A museum stockpiling parts for artworks from the same place where a grilled cheese featuring a depiction of the Virgin Mary fetched $28,000 seems a little strange. But it's a new world out there, which is why the museum recently hired this guy.
My name is Eddie Colleton, and I am the assistant conservator at the Denver Art Museum, and I'm specializing in media art.
Colleton became interested in the field while working at the L.A. County Museum of Art, where he regularly found himself faced with the dilemma of preserving contemporary works that used long outdated technology.
You could sort of ask the artists, and sometimes the artists would have an opinion and sometimes they wouldn't. And sometimes the curators would have an opinion and sometimes they wouldn't. But there wasn't necessarily this formalized way of thinking about media art.
Much of what Colleton works on are outdated pieces of technology that once were very cutting edge, but now seem almost quaint.
Sticking a tape into a VCR or something like that has this like really nostalgic quality for me, just like the noise that the drive takes while it unspools the tape and pulls it in, that sort of like noise.
It's less nostalgic, though, when you realize the impact time has had on those tapes. That's why we're watching a digitized version of Gary Emmerich's piece Gray Zone on Colleton's computer. It was one of the museum's first video acquisitions in 1982.
I remember one time, I don't know, I must have been about 11, 12.
In the video, a man sits on the couch with a baby in his arms, talking about a memory he had.
I passed this yard, and there were these two girls in it, and they were laughing.
It's not just the members-only style jacket he's wearing that dates the piece. It's also the squiggly black lines that pop up across the screen.
It could be from a few things, but most likely that's from the tape breaking down and starting to flake off. So that's the loss of information that you see represented there.
But showing your age isn't necessarily a bad thing, says Kate Muma. Sometimes it actually adds to the viewer's understanding of the piece.
Our goal with conservation treatment is not to make the work look new and perfect again. It's to make it legible and meaningful and to let it remain within its historical context.
That doesn't mean that conservation is hands-off, and it also extends to other contemporary works. Damien Hirst's piece, Party Time, features a large fiberglass ashtray filled with cigarette butts collected from a London nightclub. As conservation techniques continue to improve, Muma hopes to find new ways to keep the piece intact.
That's kind of the fun part of working with contemporary art, is the materials are all new and untested, and there's not treatments that have been developed.
So there will never be someone like in the back in the parking lot smoking up to add to that?
I'll never say never. I think replication is becoming more of an accepted practice in conservation, or at least one that people are talking about more.
Because when you're talking about art, nothing lasts forever. For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.